With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be joined by Newburyport High School boys hockey coach Paul Yamin. And coach, first of all, welcome back to MSO. I appreciate your being with us.
Oh, thank you. I always appreciate talking to you guys.
Thanks, coach. Your schedule, you got to tell me about it because it's one of the craziest, toughest schedules I think I've seen this year.
Yeah, our league has changed quite a bit throughout the years, and we've lost quite a few teams, as in Masco and North Reading, North Andover and Wilmington all left our league, which are three good teams right there, so it freed up, it's good and bad, I guess. It freed us up for some more non-league games, and we try to play the best we can, and I think we've done that over the years.
Well, I looked at I followed you earlier in the season, and I kind of got lost and I missed out, and you played again some tough teams, tying St. Mary's, beating Franklin, losing an OT to Linfield. But since then, it looks to me like you've got a pretty darn good streak going. Again, big win over Triton. Tell me a little bit about your most recent game against Amesbury, because between North Reading and Amesbury, you guys had a lot of offense.
Yeah. Early in the year we had a hard time putting the puck in the net, not for lack of chances or shots. We just had a hard time scoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And we, staying positive with the team, telling them it's going to come. And I think finally, we're starting to get a couple bounces here and there, and the puck's going in the net. So things are better now as far as that goes.
Tell me, if you would please, Coach, about some of your offensive leaders, who they are, and maybe what their style of play is.
Yeah, we don't have what we had last year. Last year we had John Groth, and John was your typical goal scorer. I think he had somewhere near 50 points last year for us. So we're more spread out this year, and that's how we figured we'd be. We got a little more depth up front, starting with Zach McHugh. He's a senior captain, and he's an old school type of player. He'll mix it up with you. He's a grinder, but he finds the back of the net. He's probably got somewhere around 7 or 8 or 9 goals for
mm-hmm.
us. And then along with him is Charlie Forrest. He's another senior, plays on that line. Charlie's a good playmaker, and they work well together as two seniors. And with them is Will Palomino. That's our top line. He's a junior. Will's a good playmaker, and we just think that trio works well together.
Mm-hmm.
Our second unit, Braden Curran, he's a senior coming along lately. I think he had 6 or 7 points in the last 3 games. And then we were hit with the COVID bug this morning. So
you're kidding.
He'll be out for 5 days.
You guys have had a tough time with that damn illness stuff.
Oh, I've never experienced anything like it in our 20 years coaching here.
No, good Lord.
I don't know what to attribute it to. Maybe wearing a mask for a year. They can't fight anything off. But we've had 2 bouts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the season, we had to cancel a game. We had 16 guys out, some pneumonia, some mono,
jeez,
flu. And now we got a couple guys with COVID, and hopefully that is not going to spread.
No. Good Lord. God, Paul, I wish you luck on that. That's just crazy. Jeez. Okay, so the... I got to get to it. Now, the power rankings came out, and again, I'm asking coaches about this because I don't know what to make of them, but Newburyport is in good shape in the power rankings, and you're a fraction of a point out of the number 5 slot in D2. So you can position it with your crazy schedule. You can position yourselves to be in pretty good shape come tournament time.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a part of our thinking. Our philosophy is, playing the best that you can play will get you prepared for the tournament. And, we have St. John's tomorrow and CI on Monday, so...
Wait a minute, let me... Go back and say that again. St. John's and then BC High in consecutive games.
Yeah.
God bless you, man.
Yeah, BC High wasn't really planned. I mean, the Coach Flaherty put something out on the coach's website that... somebody canceled a game with them, and he was looking for a game. So,
mm-hmm.
We jumped on that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Win, lose, or draw, it's always beneficial to play teams like that in our eyes, And so, yeah, we go to St. John's for the Hines game tomorrow, and Then we're on a bus on Monday going down to BC High.
Wow. Okay. Well, final question I think I have to ask about your team, Paul, is every year I've seen Newburyport, and obviously I haven't seen you guys this year. You have some big kids. Do you have size again this year?
Yeah, I think we're physically, well, we're big, and I think we're a strong team physically. Mm-hmm. But that's a part of our philosophy. You know, we're gonna be in the weight room year round, and mm-hmm. the guys here know that. That's the expectation, and I think the majority of them really understand how important that is, not only physically but mentally. I think the mental piece somewhat goes overlooked. You know, everybody attributes the weightlifting and the working out to getting bigger and stronger, and I get it. But as a teenager, I think the mental aspect of it is bigger. You know, when you know that you're bigger and stronger than your opponent, it does wonders for your mental state.
Yeah. That's a great point, Paul, and I want to ask you, I have one more final question, I guess, and is that every year it seems a team, if you had to, you could describe it, as a characteristic or what its character is, what the team is like. What is, how would you look at this team in terms of other teams, no, not other teams, but how do you look at this team and what they've accomplished, how they work together and that kind of stuff?
Well, I give this team a lot of credit. I mean, it's been a real uphill battle for us this year. The adversity that we faced, multiple times, and to play the teams that we're playing, and you know, I give them credit. We're a point away from, getting into the tournament. Mm-hmm. I think we have 20 points. We got to get 21 points. And at one point in the season, you know, that was a question mark, the way our record was and who we had to play coming up. But, you know, our guys, they're fighters. They got a lot of will to win. So that's, you know, I'm proud of them for that, and hopefully we can keep it up.
And also the tradition at the Graf, people go into there, you know, a little nervous. So congratulations on keeping that tradition alive. It's a great place for Newburyport to play.
Yeah, we love it here. You know, it's I've been campaigning to get the Heinz game over here one year. Maybe benefit us a little bit on the smaller surface, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good luck with that.
I think it would benefit us a little bit to be on the smaller surface against that team.
Okay.
But they're going to keep inviting us to go down there. We're going to keep going down there. We enjoy it. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to go battle.
That's so impressive, Coach. It really is. And man, that's fantastic. I wish you well. Good luck, and we'll talk before the tournament.
Great. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
You.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
That is Paul Yameen, who is the Newburyport High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.